Ever caught yourself stealing a second glance at an attractive jogger while driving? Or felt that twinge of guilt after lingering too long on a magazine advertisement? You're not alone. Every Man's Battle has resonated with over 4 million readers worldwide precisely because it addresses what most men experience but rarely discuss, the daily battle for sexual purity in a visually stimulating world. The book's power lies in its unflinching honesty about a universal male struggle. For author Steve Arterburn, the wake-up call came when he crashed his car while staring at a bikini-clad jogger, then lied to his wife about it. Despite being a Christian counselor, he continued this pattern of wandering eyes for another decade. Fred Stoker's journey began earlier, with childhood exposure to his father's Playboy magazines creating habits that followed him into adulthood, creating a persistent barrier between himself and God that he couldn't understand until he confronted his sexual struggles head-on. Men face unique challenges with sexual purity because male sexuality operates visually. Eyes alone provide gratification without physical contact. This visual stimulation triggers brain chemistry similar to physical arousal. Most men exist in fractional addiction, between complete purity and clinical addiction, experiencing chemical highs from visual stimulation rather than deep psychological issues. Many men compromise God's standard of avoiding every hint of sexual immorality by creating loopholes that permit visual indulgence while avoiding physical affairs. Freedom begins with a decisive moment of choosing victory. Like WW2 veteran Bernie Baker, who fought cancer with unwavering determination, men must confront sexual impurity head-on. Fred's turning point came while driving, gripping the steering wheel and shouting, "I'm through with this. I'm making a covenant with my eyes. It stops here." This wasn't mere frustration, but a commitment to action. The authors emphasize that God has already provided everything needed for purity through Christ. The issue isn't lack of power, but lack of commitment. Sexual impurity reflects immature character and underdeveloped spiritual disciplines. Holiness comes through consistent right choices over time, not passive waiting for divine intervention. The battle plan requires three interconnected defense perimeters, with your eyes outermost, in your mind, and in your heart. The first perimeter involves developing the bounce technique, not just avoiding prolonged stares, but taking immediate action before your brain processes the image and triggers arousal chemicals. This bounce must become reflexive, happening within a fraction of a second. Fred identified six vulnerability areas: lingerie advertisements, female joggers in form-fitting attire, provocative billboards, beer and bikini commercials, sensual movies, and inappropriate workplace attire. For each, he created specific defenses: removing sensual magazine covers, shifting his gaze when runners approached, mapping billboard locations, controlling television viewing, avoiding hotel programming, and establishing professional boundaries. Beyond the bounce technique, achieving purity requires starving your eyes of improper stimulation. Fred explains this using the 10 bowls metaphor. Your sexual appetite needs 10 bowls of gratification weekly, which should be filled exclusively by your wife. Our hypersexualized culture fills many bowls through casual visual encounters. By eliminating these sources of junk sex, you'll develop an intensified hunger for your wife. See her with renewed appreciation and focus your romantic creativity solely on enriching your marriage. As your eye defenses strengthen, your mind becomes the more challenging battleground. While bouncing your eyes works against strangers, it can't screen out live attractions, women you interact with regularly. Your mind defense functions like airport customs, filtering dangerous elements while allowing legitimate traffic. With new attractive acquaintances, your initial reaction is crucial. Without proper processing, you drift into sensual thoughts. Your mind fills blanks about her with imagination. Fewer facts mean more creative fantasizing. Facts destroy attractions. Learning about her family instantly transforms an enchantress in waiting into merely a friend. For women already in your mental space who won't simply drift away, typically old girlfriends slash ex-wives and friends' wives, special measures are needed. Fred shared how attachment to a college girlfriend resurfaced during marriage struggles, poisoning his relationship, until he realized you have no right to any relationship with Polly anymore, even in your thoughts. To eliminate attraction to old flames, destroy all memory anchors, every card, letter, and picture. When thoughts arise, deploy your shield of rights. I have no right to think about her. Fill the void with hymns or scripture until, with practice, you can instantly dismiss impure thoughts. The innermost defense involves cherishing your wife, a principle forming the bedrock of Christian marriage. This relationship should mirror Christ's sacrificial love for his church. Cherishing means loving your wife completely for who she is today, not some idealized future version. Despite her past or present challenges, she chose to trust in your love. God entrusted her to you as his precious little ewe lamb, a sacred responsibility. The Song of Solomon provides a blueprint for cherishing, showing mutual admiration and desire beyond physical attraction. Fred's story illustrates the danger of conditional love. During early marriage struggles, he couldn't find a Valentine's card expressing sentiments he honestly felt toward Brenda. His love had become conditional, loving only if she met his expectations. This creates resentment, preventing true oneness. Cherishing must transcend emotions. While society believes right feelings produce right actions, God's wisdom teaches the opposite. Right actions consistently performed will eventually produce right feelings. The advice? If you don't feel like cherishing, cherish anyway. Since God loved us while we were sinners, husbands must cherish their wives unconditionally as a daily choice and spiritual discipline. Victory revitalizes relationships with God, your wife, children, and ministry. Fred couldn't face mirrors for years due to sexual sin and crushing shame. Though he knew God loved him unconditionally, he couldn't look God in the eye because he'd kept his sex chamber private. Like the prodigal son, he made a covenant with his eyes, finding freedom that brought new light and lightness to his soul. Sexual sin had created invisible walls in his marriage, preventing emotional connection with Brenda. Once committed to purity, trust and emotional intimacy naturally deepened. Within 6 weeks, most men experience significant victory as their eyes bounce away from the sensual and spiritual oppression lifts. Your protection hedge grows stronger over time, though vigilance remains necessary. After about a year, major struggles nearly cease as bouncing eyes becomes habit. Despite cultural claims about fantasizing, God's truth reveals that obedience leads to joy and fulfillment. When focused entirely on your fountain, your wife becomes increasingly beautiful to you. Even her perceived imperfections become attractive because they're yours alone. Breaking generational sin creates a powerful legacy. Fred came from a family where men consumed pornography and were unfaithful, but chose to break this cycle. 10 years later, while Fred had been sleeping with multiple women at 23, his son, at the same age, married having never kissed a girl before his wedding. Men who embrace this path report deeper spiritual connections, stronger marriages, and the joy of modeling healthy sexuality for their children.